Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about who's behind the riots. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, I hope you guys are doing great and are kicking ass. Guess what? This video is sponsored by Autism. Hope you enjoy. Buy their products, I know I do. Yes, look at my autism. This is what it brings. Allegedly, these people are embezzling and using your tax dollars to fund this crap. So yeah, ain't that funny how these guys are using your money to fuck you in the ass? Oh yes, fun times indeed. It's allegedly, of course, because I don't know. This might be true, it may not be true, who knows? But you could watch the video about this. Let's watch.
With their leadership, and we also have the IRS here that's helping us track how these violent protesters are funded. What NGOs out there, what unions, what other individuals may be funding.
Okay, so these people are already dropping dimes. They're going to get investigated by the IRS. They're going to help you. Okay, then. Well, let's find out. You better not tempt me with a good time. Let's find out.
These violent perpetuators that are in these protests that take people who may be wanting to come and be peaceful, but instead turn these into very violent activities that go after law enforcement. That's just simply not acceptable. And
yeah, man, the crazy things that people do, right? I guess when people are hell-bent to doing something, they're gonna go for it and they're gonna plow through no matter what, right, buddy? Right. Yeah, let me bring up a clip of a dude that was fucking around and he found out, and because of that, now he lost a good companion. Yeah, let's watch and see what he says. Yeah, this motherfucker looks like he might be one of my people. I really hope that he's not. So, yeah, it is what it is, though. But he's not like me, though. Hope you can see the little subtle difference between me and this fucking weirdo. Well, let's watch.
I shot me in the nuts. And now I'm losing a ball.
Yeah, motherfucker, you thought I had big brass balls. But guess what? Now two balls went down to one. Enjoy. Well, incidentally, my dad has one nut. And he had me and my other siblings, so yeah, I guess you could still have a father, a son, I guess, but you look like you're gay. Yeah? Oh, let's continue.
Surgery is tomorrow.
Nani? Look at your hands. You have painted fingernails. If that's not a homosexual, I don't know what is. I know that nouveau males nowadays paint their nails. It's still queer in my opinion, but whatever, right? There you go, buddy. I think that suits you even better, huh? Enjoy, you fucking homo. Oh, man. I'm fucking what an asshole. Remember, fellas, this is for entertainment purposes only, so it is what it is, so don't shoot me. Yeah, that dude's eating a sandwich. Meanwhile, he lost a testicle. I guess it's a fair trade. Guy shouldn't be reproducing anyways. But anyways, you know what else is stupid? Yeah, there's a reporter that's asking stupid questions. Yeah, suppose there's no stupid questions, but apparently I was wrong. Let's watch. Oh yeah, and FYI, in my opinion, this chick's kinda cute. I would like to penetrate her, but probably I never will. It's okay, she probably won't like me anyways. Anywho, let's see what she says.
So if there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that.
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
Yeah, do you know what's hilarious? There's people believing that these immigrants are nothing but peaceful, hardworking individuals. They're not thugs, they're not thieves, they're not murderers or rapists or etc. etc. Yes, my mom is one of these people that believe this. Oh, and I showed her a clip. Yeah, I'll show her the clip that I showed her, and you get to see it with your own eyeballs. Let's watch.
Dozens arrested, but who are they? One person now in ICE custody is 49-year-old Kung Chon Phan.
Cream of some yum guy. I'm sure that's what he's gonna get in prison, right? Yeah, everybody finds love in prison. Yeah, you see these big hardcore motherfuckers with these little sexy little boy toy twinks, and then they become gay. And guess what? Because you're piping this guy, sooner or later these tough guys will take you in the butt too. Just saying. Enjoy.
The feds say the Vietnamese national's criminal history includes second-degree murder. We confirm that through both court records.
Well, this guy's not a pussy. If he's in for second-degree murder, he's a fucking tough dude. But still, I still don't want this guy here in my backyard. Fuck him. Yes, you might say I'm a NIMBY, but these type of people you don't want here. He's not a brain surgeon. Well, he could do things to your brain, and I don't think he'd be very... Well, damn. He'll just kill you. How about that?
I heard 8 gunshots.
And our own archives. Eyewitness News was there in 1994 when police say Kuhn committed the crime in the San Marino home.
3 cars pulled up in front of this home. 8 to 12 teenage gang members emerged from the cars, and at least 3 of them...
You see what happens when you nip this shit in the bud? Yeah, they come back like cockroaches and even stronger than ever. This old dude was a young dude and gangbanging. Now he came back and he's doing all kinds of bullshit. This what you want here? Enjoy.
Began firing randomly at people attending the party.
ICE also gave us the name and rap sheet of 44-year-old Armando Ordaz of Mexico.
Mind you, this guy's from Mexico. He's one of my people. So yes, guess what this guy likes to do? Guess. Take a wild fucking guess what he likes to do. Yeah. Remember, this thing's prevalent in the Hispanic community, so it is what it is. Let's watch.
He confirmed his criminal history does in fact include rape, sexual battery, and...
There you go. Hey, ladies, now this guy is certified. Do you want to take him? Any takers here? I'm sure he's a very sexy bachelor. No one? Oh, discrimination. Oh, just kidding. Don't date this guy. Just saying.
Petty theft.
Yeah, my mom thinks that these immigrants are hardworking creatures and that the American is lazy. She's right about that. But if you force people to work, they will. It's either that or starve. Either way, I'm good. But yes, technology is advancing so crazy, they're making all kinds of robots. So you don't really need the immigrant anymore. Yeah, either you do it or have machines do it. Let me bring up the clip. Yeah, look at this thing. This thing is going to replace the immigrant worker. There'll be no more strawberry pickers, just like how the cotton gin replaced the slave labor back in the Civil War era with Lincoln and all that. If they would let that thing run its course, the Civil War would have never happened. At least the slavery part, because the cotton gin would have made slave labor obsolete. But, you know, people want to act with their feelings and not use their brains, right? Just saying. The future is here, so you guys deal with it, if not too bad. Oh yeah, in case you didn't know, everything was all sunshine and farts. Look at this. It says, new spyware from a US-backed Israeli company was used to target the phones of at least 3 prominent journalists in Europe, Associated Press. Yes, I forgot this stupid AI thing is called. It's named after that crystal ball thing or whatever it is from Lord of the Rings, the thing they used to talk to Sauron. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it's called. It doesn't really matter. This thing needs to get destroyed. Because this thing's gonna fuck us in the ass. Just saying. Yeah, like this is gonna begin soon. All you gotta do is just stay out of the way. When the fucking commences, go find yourself a deep ass hole and don't come out until all the fucking is done. Because it's gonna happen. I don't know if it's gonna be today, tomorrow, but when it does, it's gonna be fucked up. And I don't want none of you guys to get fucked, okay? So better kick ass and do the best things you can in your life and survive this craziness. Because after that, we get to party and make the world the way we need it to be, right? And hopefully we all get some wives and children and all that good stuff. If not, then fuck this bullshit. I'm out. Well, goodbye.
LC and ICE is making this peaceful protest escalate. I'm sorry, I've been watching this all over the news. And these protesters, they just want their fucking voice heard. All you can do is throw gas bombs at them, start fires, make it look like it's them doing this. Shame on you. And Donald Trump, I hope you're proud of yourself. You are the beast. You are the beast in this world, and we need to get you removed.